Hey everybody, it is Megan Jocks with Revelation Wellness Nashville. I want to welcome you to another podcast. I'm so excited to get to be with you again today. It's been a while, and you know, I make promises sometimes about being consistent with these podcasts, and unfortunately, I just have not been able to fulfill that promise like I would like to, but the Lord moves and flows as He wishes, and whenever I can get some time in my house and the Lord really gives me a word, then I love to run to my computer and share it as best as possible. So I want to encourage you, keep checking these podcasts, subscribe if you don't already, just because sometimes they're not so consistent. That way you can just be updated when they are coming out. So I have gotten rid of, or at least been off of Facebook this week and continue to be, and my heart really is to fully step away from Facebook as much as possible. So it will be really important to shoot me an email to stay in touch with what's going on around here, just so that I can share with you what God's doing, and also just to be in touch with the podcast, making sure that you subscribe to that. So thank you guys for joining now that that is out of the way. I just want to open in prayer because I do believe that what I have to share today is really going to resonate with you and where you're at in your life. So Father God, I say yes to what you're doing, how you're doing it, Lord. God, I thank you for continuing to sanctify us, God, that you have called this good work finished in Jesus' name, Lord. That no matter where we're at, no matter either what, if we're struggling, if we're walking from glory to glory, Lord, that you are beside us. You have not forsaken us, God, but that you continue to pursue us, Father. God, we love you, we praise you, and we give you glory, Lord. Do what only you can do, God. Speak to each individual person listening to this, God. Speak to them specifically. Resonate our hearts, God, and help us, Lord, just to apply the things that you show us today. Lord, that your good word does not fall on deaf ears. Lord, that it does not fall on ears that will not activate the word, Lord, that we will pursue truth in what you call us to and what you show us today. In Jesus' name, amen. So a couple weeks ago, maybe even a week ago, you know, when you're a housewife and you do your own business and all these things, like, days just kind of merge into one another. So it may have been a couple weeks ago and it may have been last week. I'm not 100% sure, but at some point in time, in the near present, I had just this moment of realization that I wasn't experiencing as much joy. I just kind of felt off. And I felt like even when I would read the word that I wasn't really absorbing anything. It was just kind of going over my head. I just felt kind of discombobulated when it came to my spiritual life. And that's really an uncomfortable space for me. So I pursued the Lord and I just asked him, you know, really what was going on. And he asked me to do a fast. So I've been fasting. And the very first day that the Lord asked me to fast, the scripture in Matthew 6:33 came to my mind. And I just want to encourage you guys, if you do not memorize the word, which can be a challenge for any of us, it's very hard for me to memorize things. But when you do start purposing in your heart to memorize, God will be faithful to help you. But it's so amazing how God will pull up these scriptures that you've learned in your past so that he can help you in your present and in your future. So don't disregard it. Don't think you'll always have your Bible or you'll always have your phone. You don't really need to memorize anything. It's super important that you memorize. So Matthew 6:33 was coming up. I was getting ready to do this fast and I've read Matthew 6:33 100 times and I've worked it out several times, but I went back to it to read it again, and it really struck me, especially the first day of my fast. And let me just read it to you real quick. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So I started thinking about that and seeking first. And like I said, that's been such a driving verse for me, especially over the last 3 years, that I really genuinely do try to seek the Lord first in everything. And I'm talking everything from what I eat and drink to how I pursue relationships to how I do business of any type. I really ask the Lord and let him lead and guide my direction. But for some reason, when I read this verse again, I realized, like, the Lord just spoke to my heart and he said, your seeker's broken, or your seeker's off. And I thought that was such a cool way of the Lord just kind of lovingly tell me that my motivations of my heart have been off. I've been so distracted and worried about things that I'm not called to worry about, whether it be my finances. Like, I've continually had a pressure or anxiety about finances. Ryan and I have, most of our marriage, not really struggled in the sense of being out on the street, but we've never really had that place of security where we're just like, oh, we can lay back and spend money and not know what's in our bank account. That has not ever been us. And so in the back of my mind, even though we've always paid our bills, even though God has paid our bills always, there's always been this pressure inside of me or at different seasons where I'm just always like, okay, well, if we do this, then we'll get that. And if we do this, then okay, then we'll be able to pay that bill. And maybe we should pay this bill early. Maybe we should pay all of our bills early just in case. Like, that is a thought pattern that I can get caught up in if I'm not seeking first the kingdom. So does God want us to be good with our finances? Does he want us to strategize? I don't really know. It depends on who you are and what God has for you and what he's calling you to do. But I know for me that when I start getting my eyes off and I start seeking security within finances, my thoughts really can go there. Then I started noticing too, I was worrying more about my food and my fitness. So when the Lord says your seeker's broken, you start going over your thoughts. Where are your thoughts been lately? What have you been seeking? So I noticed, you know, with my food and my fitness, I was starting to get back into old patterns of just, you know, trying to have your diet plan, trying to have your fitness plan, trying to make sure you're doing these certain things. And especially where I've just recently crossed over a little bit more into holy yoga, my pull can be, well, you know, I need to know everything that I can possibly know about it. I need to work harder. I need to get more time in my gym to make sure that I know all this stuff. And while yes, if the Lord calls you to that, but two, maybe he's saying what I know right now is enough and just to work on those things, that maybe I don't need to steal a whole bunch of time from people, meaning my family, so that I can go and do those things just so I can be better, so I feel more secure, right? Because maybe I'm seeking security. So again, I think those were my main ones, just kind of thinking really briefly about my seeker being broken and the things that I was really getting my focus on. And when the Lord said that and I started thinking about those things, I completely changed my mindsets. I went and I repented to the Lord. I just told him I was sorry for seeking security, seeking comfort, seeking anything that just started coming up for me. And I told him I don't want to partner with those things anymore and that I'm turning from them. So that has taken some work. I'm still in my fast and I'm still walking this thing out, right? Like allowing God to really show me and really put my thoughts under a microscope. What is it that I'm chasing? What is it that I'm looking for? When we allow the enemy to have a say in what we seek, it is a never-ending rabbit hole. You're constantly looking to the right and to the left. You're constantly comparing yourself. You're constantly looking in the present instead of where you're at or in the past. When you're seeking anything other than the kingdom, it gets confusing. It gets stressful. We start having anxiety. We start having fears. We start doing things. We start striving a lot when our seeker is broken. So backing up from Matthew 6:33, starting in 25, the scriptures say, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not your life more than food and a body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the valley, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about the things of its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So friend, I want to welcome you into the same journey that I'm in, and I am super excited about, because the minute that I shifted my eyes and that the Lord is so faithful, friends, when you're losing your joy, when you're losing your enthusiasm for life, when you're losing enthusiasm for all the things that you once before had enthusiasm for, and you're losing kind of the food or basically the nourishment from the Word of God that is there, then friend, your seeker's probably off. The things that you're seeking are probably devouring your joy, because that's what they will do. No matter how much money you have in the bank, no matter how many people tell you you're a great mom, no matter how many people get behind you and cheer you forward and tell you how wonderful you are, it's all going to be empty. It will always return empty. But when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then he promises that all of those things will be added to you. You don't have to worry about it. He's going to take care of you. So will you do me a favor? Will you commit to this very moment, getting real with the Lord, asking him to search your heart and have him tell you where your seeker has been at? Ask him if it's broken, if it's off to the side, if it's looking straight forward and focused, but let him speak to it. The great thing about something that's broken is that it can always, always be fixed. And your Father in heaven is a great fixer. So let's release our control, our desire to be secure, our comforts, so that we can truly seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Love you guys, and I hope you have a wonderful